I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. A 2016 study of 10,000 adolescents found that two-thirds of those who developed alcohol or substance use disorders had experienced at least one mental health disorder. To talk about co-occurring mental health issues and substance use problems during the teen years is Dr. Brittany Bryant. She's a clinical instructor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and she's director of the Motivate Program for Adolescent Substance Use Treatment at MUSC. Dr. Bryant, what are some of the common mental health disorders that might exist alongside substance use problems for teenagers?
Studies have found that over 70% of our youth entering substance use treatment have had a co-occurring mental health concern. What we tend to see is that kids are coming in with depression, anxiety, but also a history of some type of trauma.
And would teens in that scenario typically get treatment then both for the mental health issue plus the substance use at the same time?
Yes. In fact, there's a lot of benefits to treating both at the same time. It increases the likelihood of patients actually following through with treatment. It reduces the frustration for a lot of our adolescents who don't necessarily want to go to multiple appointments throughout the week. But it also increases and enhances the potential for positive outcomes for our adolescents.
And what would treatment really look like in that scenario that you've just described where a teenager maybe has anxiety or has depression and substance use? What's going to go on?
Well, first, we'll assess for psychiatric concerns, but we'll also be able to assess a history of trauma and their substance use. And after the assessment process takes place, we then create a treatment plan. And one of the first things that we try to do is make sure that our kids understand the association between mental health and how it affects substance use and how substance use affects mental health.
And then is the treatment typically talk therapy?
The majority of it is talk therapy. We actually take our kids through CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, where we're able to help them to understand and be aware of their thoughts, the way that they feel in certain situations, but also how that leads to decisions and behaviors. We also teach them how to regulate their emotions. We give them coping skills and resources that they can refer back to whenever they are feeling high emotions, because we know that high emotion brings high impulsivity. Additionally, we also get into depression management, anxiety management. We also address the trauma while they're in treatment with us.
What positive role can parents or the family play when their teenager is being treated both for mental health issues and also substance use?
Parent involvement is very important. And we educate our parents as much as possible about how our mental health can, in a lot of ways, increase substance use as children are trying to self-medicate, but also the substance use can increase the symptoms of their mental health concerns.
When a teenager gets therapy for their mental health issue like depression or anxiety, does it lessen their desire to use substances?
Not necessarily, but as they are going through this process, what we begin to see is when we give our kids the tools that they need, emotion regulation, coping skills, things that they see actually work, they have a better chance of being able to abstain from it or reduce their substance use significantly.
Dr. Bryant, thanks for providing information about treatment for co-occurring substance use and mental health problems in teens.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.